Of course, you're possibly across the whole Sydney shock jock Alan Jones saga, where he said about New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, he said, first time round, that someone should shove a sock down her throat. I think that was the actual wording of it. He then said he'd been misquoted. He wanted to say she should put a sock in it. But he always comes out with these comments that seem to be rather scary. At first, Jacinda Ardern responded by saying she wouldn't give it the light of day. But then she came back with this fantastic sledge. And it actually hit Alan Jones where it hurt because, of course, he was a former Wallabies rugby union coach. This is what she said.
I understand that he of course, used to, of course, be closely linked to the Wallabies. So let's just say I think that revenge is best served through a Bledisloe Cup.
And, of course, they did, and a little giggle. It was a good little gentle sledge, but it certainly served its purpose rather than being aggressive and angry back. So I thought for you this morning, given we like to look at news through this entertainment lens, Michael Cathcart, who is the presenter of the stage show on ABCRN, the old Radio National. He's a historian. He's written books, The Water Dreamers and Starvation in a Land of Plenty. And he's an erudite man who is going to illuminate your morning with the best sledges from the best people. Good morning,
Good
Michael.
Good morning. Erudite.
Erudite.
Is that what I am?
I like that word.
It always sounds like an adhesive.
Well, you stick. You've certainly stuck.
Stick to what you know.
Yeah. And you
that
know,
would be our slogan. Erudite, stick to what you know.
You should do it. Sledging.
Oh, sledging, yes.
Yes.
Well, Australians are good sledgers, aren't they?
Do you like Jacinda's?
Yeah, well, listen. I mean,
elegant.
The best sledge is the one from which there is no comeback.
Ah.
Do you see what I mean? You know, you say something rude. I say something rude to you. You say something rude to me. And I think, well, you win. You know, it's.
Right. So it reminds me of the time, the one that always sticks in your memory is of, was it Sir Winston Churchill and the lady called out to him, you're drunk, and he says, and you, madam, are ugly, but I shall be sober in the morning.
Yes. And that's okay because the person who called that out was Lady Astor.
Oh, who is she? You're looking at
me. Well, I'm erudite. I've Googled.
Oh,
yes. She was the first female member of parliament.
Oh, okay.
So but I think she could take it.
She was robust.
She was robust, Lady Astor was, yes. Churchill also said to Clement Attlee, he's a modest man who has much to be modest about.
Oh, that hurts.
I don't know whether Clement had a comeback. But what about this one? Menzies was brilliant at this. Robert Menzies, founder of the Liberal Party, was addressing a noisy meeting of miners in Wonthaggi.
Mm.
And someone from the crowd yells out, tell us what you know, Bob. It won't take long. And everyone goes, Ray. And Menzies looks at the man and says, I'll tell you everything we both know. It won't take any longer.
Oh!
See, he wins.
He wins. Mm. Once upon a time, people would have just called that bitchy, but I just think it's clever.
Well, that's the question, isn't it? When does it become bullying or racist? See, now, here's one I reckon is bullying. Menzies.
Go on.
I'm laughing because I actually find
yourself.
It funny. Yes,
yes.
I know. Menzies was being heckled by a woman in the Sydney Town Hall, by a woman who would not shut up. And eventually he says, madam, I'm sure your husband is very glad you're here today.
Yes.
See, I'm not sure about that.
Well, it was of its time.
That's a bit high and mighty, you know, jumping it on the little people, isn't
yes.
it? That's not so funny.
Punching down
yes.
doesn't kind of work.
Mm.
It's a little bit like we've been paying tribute to people while they're alive this morning because it's such a shame. Once people, great people like Tim Fisher, people who have contributed to public life in a really idiosyncratic, positive way, it's such a shame they don't get to hear all of these wonderful things that are said about them while they're alive, you know? So we've been paying tribute to people before they're dead. And Paul Keating has come up a lot because of his wonderful turn of phrase. You know, like he said to John Hewson, he's a shiver looking for a spine to run up. Oh, have you got that one written down?
Yes. I've got it that it was to John Howard.
Oh, was it to John Howard?
Yeah.
Beg your pardon, you'd be right.
Erudite.
Erudite. Have you got some more for me?
Yes.
Are the Australian ones particularly...
Well, I don't know. We all like to think we're witty, don't we? But I love the things that... See, these are famous people. I love the things that ordinary Aussies say. You know, you hear the best wit, really, in pubs and at footy grounds and... My grandpa Prowse, who was a farmer out in the Mallee of South Australia, had lots and lots of expressions, and now I'm just kicking myself that I didn't write them all down because when I was little, I wasn't sufficiently
erudite.
But so he would say useless as tits on a bull, which is a well-known one. But he had all these others as well. And if we go, are we taking callers?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, well, I reckon if people have got those old Aussie ones that really, you know, that aren't a famous thing, but something Grandpa used to say or Auntie Mabel
good
used to
sledges.
Say.
Good sledges.
Good sledges.
Danny McGinlay actually penned a number of banners for the Western Bulldogs, which could be dubbed as sledges. He's also the star of They Came to Play podcast with Tess Armstrong and Lemo, which is on ABC. He joins us now with some sporting ones, Michael. Morning to you, Danny.
Morning, Libby. Morning, erudite Michael.
Hello, Danny.
what an erudite morning I think we're all experiencing.
It is, though you're more poetic. I'd say that you're more poetic, Danny, because you had to get a lot into a banner.
Yeah, and they say that people liked them better when they rhymed.
But, yeah.
The sledge this is what I was tasked with, your producers, and being this is a family time of 7:18 in the morning, it's hard to find good sporting sledges that are fit for broadcast. There's some very inappropriate ones that are absolutely brilliant. One, of course, which I'll try and water down, when Brisbane Lions legend Michael Voss was torturing a St Kilda player, telling about, you know, the classic, he was telling about his mother. You know, well, your mum's a rubbish cook and your mum, and it got a lot more inappropriate. But the thing was, the St Kilda player was Michael Voss's own brother. Which
That's hilarious.
Perhaps Michael Voss knew something about his brother that his brother didn't know.
That's hilarious.
My all-time favourite was another Michael Voss one. He was apparently the king. They were playing Geelong when Geelong were just a bunch of kids before they got into their premiership sides. And there was a young skinny kid called Shannon Byrne. And just at the start of the third quarter, as the umpire was about to ball it in, Michael Voss said, "Stop the game! Stop the game!" And the umpire stopped and he pointed at Shannon Byrne and said, "An Oz kicker has been left on the field."
Michael Voss sounds like he's a character.
Very funny, man. My other favourite AFL one is when Chris Judd went from West Coast Eagles, and he was playing for Carlton. He was playing against the Eagles for the first time, and he had trouble with his shoulder. They were heavily strapped up, and his ex-Eagles teammates were giving him grief, saying, "Oh, why is your shoulder strapped up? You're weak. You're weak." And he goes, no, "It's just damage from carrying you blokes for 6 years."
Oh! You see, it's the cleverness, isn't it? There is absolutely no comeback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's also about mental toughness, isn't it? It's that thing that sports people do to put each other off their game. And, you know, when everyone says it's illegitimate, it's a form of cheating, I think, well, it depends what you're saying, doesn't it? It depends on the content of the sledge, really.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, I've seen blokes in rural football matches who are really gabby, just, you know, all off in the other guy's ear, talking, and you can see what they're doing. They're just trying to rile a guy up so he can't focus on the game.
I've got a good text message from Chris who says it was Gough Whitlam who called Billy McMahon Tiberius with a telephone. That was a mild character assessment. Seems like politics and sport have got a lot in common with this.
Yeah.
Shall we take some calls, boys? Are you happy for that?
Mm.
Let's do that. Jeff, hi.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah. I think it might have been Barry Humphries. And this guy was needling him a couple of times, and Barry said from the stage, he leant down and he said, "I think you need a manager. It'll stop you handling yourself."
That's naughty, Jeff, and it's only 21 minutes past seven.
So there you go.
There you go. Michael,
have a good day.
Have a good day. It's sort of like elegant but crass at the same time.
Mm. It's not the sort of thing you want with your Weet-Bix. I've actually written down a few more like that. So
go on.
Oh, well, this is a sporting one. There was, you know, Yabba. Are you going to talk about Yabba, Danny?
Yabba, which
Yabba, Yabba, Yabba was a famous sledger or heckler from Sydney, the Sydney Cricket Ground. In fact, there's a statue of him at the Sydney Cricket Ground.
Oh, yes, I do know that. Yeah, what a legend.
And he shouted out to an English batsman who was just adjusting his gentleman's protector, "Those are the only balls you've touched all day."
Oh! Cheeky. Good morning. This is Saturday Breakfast. It's Saturday, August the 24th. Danny McGinlay, star of They Came to Play podcast with Lemo and Tess Armstrong, is on one side of me on the telephone. And sitting in front of me, the erudite Michael Cathcart, presenter of the stage show on ABCRN, historian, author. This morning we are celebrating creative and wonderful sledging in honour of Jacinda Ardern, who had a go back at that Alan Jones shock jock, former Wallabies coach, with this.
I understand that he of course, used to, of course, be closely linked to the Wallabies. So let's just say I think that revenge is best served through a Bledisloe Cup.
And it was. It was a good one. Robert has called in. Hi, Robert.
Oh, g'day. I love this segment, Libby. This is another Menzieism. He was in one of these mechanics halls or town halls somewhere out in country Victoria. And at the back of the hall, there was this big, beefy, bearded bloke that kept on interrupting and saying, yeah, go ahead, Bob, tell us all about, tell us the one about the three bears. And quick as a flash, Menzies shot back, looking at the size of him, and said, yes, sir, I'd love to tell you about the three bears, but I can't see the other two.
Oh!
He didn't worry about upsetting the electorate. Because
he certainly didn't.
If you sledged Menzies, you weren't going to vote for him anyway. So.
There you go. Hang on. Matt's called in. Let's see. Hi, Matt.
Oh, g'day.
Your story?
My favourite sledge is, he wouldn't shout if a shark bit him.
Yeah, that's a nice one. That's Aussie. Yeah.
What does that say, though? Does that say that you're...
Means you're mean.
Oh, he wouldn't in a pub, shout.
In a pub, he wouldn't shout. He wouldn't buy you a drink.
Silly
he wouldn't
me.
Shout.
Yeah. That went right over my head. Sorry, Matt. Not drowning. Waving.
Some of us thought it was good, Matt.
Sorry, Matt. Thank you. Anthony, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks.
I like Bradbury's one when he won the gold medal.
Stephen Bradbury.
Yeah. He said, somebody said, oh, look, you've got no reason to grin, and he said, winners are grinners.
Winners are grinners because he won. That's sweet. Thank you, Anthony.
As soon as you win something, you get the your sledge has so much more meaning.
It does, doesn't it?
It's there was a famous one with where Viv Richards was he was a great sledger. There was a famous one that did the rounds on social media this week where an English captain came out to him and was reading to him the English team for the day, and he just interrupted and said, play whoever you want, mate. It's not going to make a difference.
I got a good one.
Al Merv Hughes got revenge on him. Once Viv Richards was playing over in the West Indies, Merv bowled him one, and Viv said, you know, hey, man, stop staring at me. That's rude in our culture. And then Merv got him out with the next ball, and as Viv was walking off, Merv said, well, in our culture, we just tell you to F off.
Oh! Daddy! 25 minutes past 7 o'clock. Good morning.
This morning, Mum.
ABC Radio Melbourne. In the studio, Michael Cathcart, presenter on RN, and on the telephone, the very, very naughty Danny McGinley. Michael, you have some more to add.
Well, I've got another sporting one. There was a boxer called Willie Pep, who was a US featherweight champion in the 1940s, was facing a former opponent, you know, one of those conferences, I guess, and he says, lie down so I can recognise you.
Oh! Oh, that's so hurty. Myra, good morning to you.
Good morning, Libby.
Who would you like to pay tribute
well,
to in the art
I'd
of
like
sledging?
To mention Julia Gillard
she
saying to Tony Abbott, I will not be lectured by this man, not now, not ever.
It was a good one. That was a put down, not so much a sledge, though. Don't you think that was just putting him back in his place?
Well, exactly.
Yeah, that was a good day, wasn't it, Myra?
It was.
I think that's a great example of a sledge gone wrong when Tony was trying to call Julia sexist. It just gave her all the ammunition.
Yes.
To give him both barrels.
Yes. I don't know whether it was a sledge, though. I think it was just a complete and utter slap.
It was beyond wit.
It was beyond wit, wasn't it?
Mm.
It was just it.
It was just it, yes.
You know, my stepdaughter was auditioning for NIDA that year, and I told her to memorise that speech. And she said to me, don't be ridiculous, they want Shakespeare. These young people, they don't understand what Shakespeare is, do they?
Yes, isn't that good? Because did she do it?
No.
Oh, did she
did
get in?
Shakespeare? No.
No, well, there you go.
No. No.
Yeah, she would have been a legend.
She would have been a legend.
If you're listening, Libby's niece?
No,
you
it's
say?
My stepdaughter.
Stepdaughter.
No, she's good. She's good. She's that on was, the right path. But
that was good advice.
It was good advice. But no, I don't have good advice, do I, Danny? No, I don't. Because what am I? I'm just an elderly friend. Hello, is that Reg?
It certainly is.
Good morning to you. Your thought, please.
Dennis Lilly, sledging John Edridge. Edridge has played and missed four times in a row, so Lilly walks up to him and says, if you hold the something or other bat still, I'll hit it for you.
Oh, goodness gracious.
That's really cruel, isn't
it? That is cruel, Reg. Thank you for remembering that one.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a lovely day. So, Danny, I've got a text that's come in for you.
Oh.
It says, missing you, Danny. Our club was born of blood and boots, not AFL focus groups. It says, this will never get old. So thank you for that one, Danny.
Thank you. That was my banner against GWS in the 2016 prelim. And what's more, last week when we thumped the Giants by 10 goals, a lot of the GWS fans got pretty angry about that banner all over again, which just makes it all the more juicy.
It was a good old sledge, Danny. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Libby. Thank you, Michael. I hope you have the best day ever and may your team win, provided it's the Bulldogs.
I reckon the Bulldogs actually might be fighting up from 8th position. I reckon they could be a go at
it. Yeah, we won it from 7th. Maybe we'll win it from 8th. Anyway, oh, stop it.
Off you go.
Too much optimism.
Bye-bye. Michael, do you have some more that you can conclude with in your erudite way?
Oh, I love it. Well, I've got a few... a few showbizzy ones.
Yeah.
Boy George said of Elton John, all that money and he's still got hair like a dinner lady.
Oh, that's terrible.
Shocking. George Kaufman, who was a well-known Broadway critic in New York, obviously, said, I saw the play at a disadvantage. The curtain was up.
Ooh, cruel. Yeah. Patrick has got one from Merv Hughes. Morning, Patrick.
Yes, good morning, Libby. Good morning, Michael. Look, Australia was playing Pakistan and Merv Hughes was bowling to Javed Moondad, and Moondad, in his typical grading way, was sledging Merv. And he said to Merv, you're nothing but a fat bus conductor. And the next ball, Merv got him out and in his follow-through ran past Javed and said, tickets, please.
That's Shakespearean, isn't it? We're talking about Shakespeare. Merv Hughes's line is Shakespeare. Shakespeare's full of them.
Sledges.
Yeah. Away, you three-inch fool.
Where's that?
A lady says that to a gentleman in The Taming of the Shrew.
Perfect.
That's a put down, isn't it?
And to conclude?
Timon of Athens says, I'd beat thee, but it would infect my hands. Isn't that nasty?
Nasty, but good. I love it.
I love it too.
Michael, thank you.
I love being here.
I know you do.
Such fun.
What are you going to do now?
I'm going to get on my bicycle and ride to the Victoria Market and buy some veggies.
Oh, you are a hipster.
I know.
Erudite. Michael Cathcart, thank you for joining us.
A huge pleasure.